Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Whose praise do you like to hear more? Do you like to be built up by your friends or your relatives, or honestly, even by people that you don't stand? Or would you rather be counted as righteous? Would you rather be found in the place where you get to hear of what your God has done and sing his praises? The men in our gospel lesson were men who were leaders, who believed, but believed privately because they cared more to hear other men sing their praises than to be counted as righteous. Jesus is the chief stone, the cornerstone on which our faith is founded. This is the church's one foundation. It is Jesus Christ, her Lord. But at the same time, that stone has been rejected by the builders. That stone has become a stumbling block for those who reject him. The people of the Old Testament were people who believed in the Messiah who was to come. And now that their prayers had been answered and the Messiah had come, Jesus, the eternal Son who had taken on flesh, was now present among them. But not everybody would believe. Not everybody would see his signs and believe that he is exactly who he said he is. Too often, here we are 2,000 years later, and we can think to ourselves, boy, if only I could have seen Jesus actually do something, then I would believe. And yet we see very clearly that that's not the case. People who saw him perform miracle after miracle after miracle still denied what he said. When it came time to hear that Jesus is the bread from heaven and that we must eat of his flesh and drink of his blood in this spiritual way, maybe in a physical way as well, so many of the people who had seen him just feed 5,000 men plus women and children walked away. They decided that that was too hard of a teaching. And so they walked away even after they had seen him take 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes and feed well over 5,000 people. The groups had seen him perform miracles far greater than the creation of bread and fish from a few bread and fish. Jesus was able to heal the blind, the maimed, the deaf and the mute. Jesus was even able to raise people from the dead. And yet, people's hearts were hardened. That chief stone, that cornerstone on which the church is built, on which the faith that we confess is built, is a stumbling block for those who reject it, for those who reject him. The Old Testament people confessed the Messiah who was to come. And our faith, the Christian faith, is an extension of that faith. For we confess the truth that Jesus is the Messiah that was foretold to Adam, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and down through the centuries. Jesus is the promised one. He is the one who has been anointed to bear the sins of the whole world and bear them all the way to the cross he did. He is the cornerstone. And yet he is also the stumbling block. But he is not our stumbling block. Not for the ones who believe. Not for the ones who are being saved. No, he is that cornerstone on which we are built on solid ground. Everything else around us that tries to find its foundation in things of this world are sinking sand. They will fall, they will collapse, but not Jesus. His bride will remain because he is the one who calls her to himself. He is the one who washes her. He is the one who clothes her. He is the one who feeds her. And he is the one who forgives their sins. We are called by his bride, the church. The church serves as our mother that calls us. The Holy Spirit uses the church to call us. He gathers us just as he has gathered you here this evening. And he feeds you and he nourishes you and he gives you the gift of eternal life. They could not believe even though they saw the signs because God had not called them from eternity. Their eyes were blinded. Their hearts were hardened because they were not elect. They had rejected that gift. They had heard the call, and yet they rejected the call because of their own sin. Isaiah foretold this in chapters 53 and 6, just as is quoted here in our gospel lesson. Who has believed our report? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, lest they should see with their eyes, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. Jesus Christ has died for the sins of the whole world, objectively, whether they believe in him or not. And yet only those who receive that gift, embrace that gift, and celebrate and endure in that gift receive the benefit therein. The doctrine of election or predestination is not one of the easiest doctrines in the church. In fact, we acknowledge that we as fallen individuals cannot fully comprehend how this doctrine works. And yet we believe that God is a merciful God. God chooses whom he calls to himself. Heaven will be filled with all the people that have received that gift and not rejected it, that have received that gift according to his holy will. And yet God does not double predestine. We damn ourselves because of our rejection. God is merciful. In his infinity, he could choose no one to be in heaven, and he would be absolutely right to choose that, because none of us have been perfect. All of us have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So if he so chose, he could say no one gets in, and he would be right to do so. But it is out of his mercy, it is out of his love, it is out of his compassion that we are called by the gospel. We are enlightened with his gifts. We are sanctified and kept in the true faith. Do not be found with the Pharisees who confessed him but refused to do it before others. Find yourself confessing him, believing it truly and correctly, that no matter what anyone says, you are still willing to confess Jesus Christ as Lord. Do not find yourself hushed up about this. Rather, proclaim it every chance you have. Because this Jesus is the only reason that people like you and I, sinners just like the world, get to go to heaven. It is by Jesus. It is by his grace, his compassion, his death and resurrection. Your faith is founded on Jesus, this cornerstone that will not be a stumbling block for you who believe. The church sings, mid toil and tribulation and tumult of her war, she waits the consummation of peace forevermore. Till with the vision glorious, her longing eyes are blessed, and the great church victorious shall be the church at rest. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.